Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. My name is Wale Okelola and I want to thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and thank you for commenting. I'm seeing all of your comments and they are encouraging. I pray that the Lord bless you as you have decided to be a voice of hope to your generation. You're welcome on board once again today. Alright, today I'm going to be talking about sowing into greatness. It's going to be a part two of what I started last week, sowing into greatness. And today I'm going to be talking about the three D's. The three D's. When I was in college, I came across an acronym which I pasted on the wall of the room I lived in then. The acronym was DDD, which means Destiny Demands Diligence. Recently, when I visited the campus on a ministerial assignment, I met the student who took the room about 2 years after I left. He was really excited when he saw me, and he began telling me how that most of the inscriptions I had pasted on the wall has been a blessing to him, particularly the three D's. I was surprised. I asked what that meant. He said, "Destiny demands diligence." Diligence is simply defined as a careful and persistent work or effort. Therefore, we can infer that destiny demands a careful and persistent work or effort for it to be fulfilled. It is important not to only work or put in persistent effort towards the fulfillment of our destinies, but to also be careful. We must be careful, making sure of avoiding potential danger, mishap, harm in our future. You must be cautious, anxious to protect your future. So many people, just by not being careful, have made a shipwreck of their future. They took steps and made decisions that had an adverse effect on their future. Esau comes to mind when talking about this. Just because he couldn't bear hunger for a while, he sold his future. And when he realized it was too late for him. What about Samson? He forfeited his great anointing just for a momentary enjoyment. If you have a destiny to fulfill, you must be careful, extremely cautious of the things you do, the things you say, your actions, inactions, and reactions to issues you are confronted with. You cannot afford to sacrifice your destiny on the altar of a wrong decision you make today. There is a popular saying that goes, "Those who live in a glass house don't throw stones." If you are really concerned about your life and your future is precious to you, you must be careful. No one becomes great by chance or luck. If you have seen anyone who is truly great or successful in their endeavor, it is because they gave all that it takes. They were diligent. God's grace, favor, and blessing is available to everyone who believes in Jesus. However, the ones who will live to the fullness of God's blessings and grace are those who put in commensurate effort towards their destiny. Paul the Apostle, arguably the most influential of the apostles, when talking about the grace of God, stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more than they all. Grace was bestowed upon him, but he labored. The grace and favor of God doesn't take away the essence of work and effort. Grace bestows responsibilities upon us. Therefore, if you will fulfill destiny, you must make up your mind to be diligent. That is, you must be ready to sow seeds of careful and persistent work into your future. When I was in school and I pasted that thing on my wall, I had little understanding about it. But when I came out into the world, it made more sense. And the day I met that young man and he told me the 3 D's, I was even wondering what 3 D's meant. And he said, destiny demands diligence. Indeed, destiny demands diligence. Your destiny is delicate and expensive. It requires you to guard it jealously and also put in persistent work. The grace of God will make all your efforts yield maximum results, and you will fulfill destiny. But you must be ready to put in careful and persistent work and effort towards the fulfillment of your destiny. I pray that you would not fail in the journey of destiny. I pray that the grace of God will be sufficient for you. And as you make up your mind to put in consistent, persistent work and effort, your life and destiny will blossom. Amen. All right. Thank you for listening. I believe that this podcast has blessed you. If it has, please share it with your friends. Like and also comment. Let me know what you think in the comment section. Thank you for staying tuned. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Twitter, Wale Okelola on Facebook, and at Wale Okelola on Instagram. Thank you for joining me again today. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okelola. Stay blessed.